as well as toward others. And then in the remainder of this program, we'll focus on a number of experiential practices to heal old relationship wounds and grow resources inside yourself, plus cover key interpersonal approaches and skills. In session two, being a friend to yourself, we'll explore things like getting on your own side, feeling cared about, self-compassion, mindful self-acceptance, calming yourself, feeling strong, growing a kind of inner caring committee that nurtures and protects you inside your own mind, and of course, establishing what it feels like to have a sense of boundaries, to stand up to the inner critic inside yourself, and receive deep feelings of being special and valued and prized, as well as opening to and kind of crossing over the final taboo and feeling like a good person. Then, in session three, the core of relationships, we'll start by strengthening the neural circuits of empathy for the actions, feelings, and thoughts of other people. On that foundation, then, we'll get into compassion, kindness, and the cultivation of these, including happiness at the welfare of others. We'll then explore this important balance between autonomy and intimacy, distance and closeness, separation and joining, and finish out with an exploration of what it's really like to track the wants of oneself and others. Then, in session four, kindness and assertiveness, we'll begin with a sense of being connected to everything as a whole as a foundation for being both kind and strong with other people. And then in session four on kindness and assertiveness, we'll start with an experiential practice on being a whole person. And then we'll explore the important themes of autonomy and intimacy. And then on that foundation, we'll get into a lot of practicalities about how to communicate effectively with other people and assert yourself. Wrapping up this session with a sense of expanding the circle of us to include the whole wide world. So as you can see, there's a lot of material here, and I'm really excited about it. To get the most out of this program, be aware of the fact that the methods I'll present are based on the historically unprecedented coming together of the Western sciences, psychology, and neurology with the great contemplative traditions of the world. In particular, of those contemplative traditions, the one I'll draw on most here is Buddhism, which is the one that I'm most trained in, plus the one that's had the most crossover with Western science. But there's no attempt here to convert you to any point of view, including psychology and neurology, as well as certainly Buddhism. Always see for yourself what makes sense, and especially what is personally useful, and leave the rest. For the experiential material in the program, the guided practices, feel free to alter my suggestions to whatever will have the most benefit for you. You can pause the program if you want to spend more time with a particular suggestion, or simply know that you can come back to it again later. In particular, take care of yourself. And if anything gets stirred up that you are uncomfortable with, certainly not my intention for you, but if it does happen, I recommend you pause the program until you feel comfortable again, and maybe skip ahead to the next track. This program is not psychotherapy or any substitute for professional physical or mental health care. I really wish you the best with this, both for your own sake and for the positive effects that your own well-being has on the people around you. To pick up on a theme that runs throughout this program, you can affect your outer world somewhat, and for sure that's worth doing as skillfully as you can. But you can affect your inner world much, much more. So the attention you give to your inner world through this program and the beneficial changes you gradually make there will have a high payoff in your life and will ripple further outward to benefit others as well. Well, let's get started. As a way into this topic of how you can use your mind to change your brain, to change your mind for the better, I'd like to tell you a story I once heard about a Native American First People woman toward the end of her life. She was asked, "Grandmother, how did you become so happy? How did you become so effective, so wise, so loved? What did you actually do?" She paused for a moment, reflected, and she said, "You know, I think it's because when I was young, I realized that in my heart were two wolves, one of love and one of hate. And I also realized that everything depended on which one I